Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
What can we learn from the Psalms of Lament, maybe in terms of how we pray? How would we pray, or should we pray based on what we can learn from the Psalms?
Yeah. I mean, the psalmists are amazing in this way because they don't give just, you know, specific lists of information that they want changed, yet they're still specific enough in terms of how they relate this to God's promise that, you know, people in all sorts of circumstances can pray with the Psalms. And so with the psalmist, we get the sense that we can and should pray for physical needs, certainly, as well as, you know, desolation and a feeling of being persecuted, you know, and various spiritual needs along that line. But ultimately, I think what the psalmist doesn't do is just ask for a quick fix in the sense that, you know, God, make this go away so I'm just like I was before. But the punchline for the psalmist is, so that I can see your face, or so that your face can shine on me. You know, show your covenant faithfulness once again. In a way, it's kind of like saying, surprise us, Lord, with your goodness, because we're in a pit and we don't actually know the best way out, but surprise us once again. You have done these mighty acts in the past, and the psalmist will often recall these mighty acts to his people in Israel. And where I'm at right now, it doesn't look like a mighty act, and so do something. You know, incorporate me in to your work in that way. And so, I mean, one practical outcome as well is that we often pray for someone who's in a hospital that, you know, they would be fixed. And, I mean, we should pray for those physical needs, but we also just need to pray for God to be active in and through them, certainly to give them peace, but also that they would be, you know, if that person is a Christian, that God would use them as a witness to his kingdom. We sometimes think that someone who is very sick or very ill needs to be just the recipient of care. But in some ways, they have a special voice and a special place for speaking truth to God's people and to the world. And we need to pray for that to happen. And I mean, that in particular reflects a lot of Paul's prayer. You know, it's compatible with the psalmist, but Paul will often pray along that line, even to a persecuted group of Christians, that the Spirit would empower them to bear witness to Christ.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.